Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I made banana bread. So I started off by having a little pick of just a few of the pecan nuts that are in it. Then it was a slice. So by the time I got to my mum and dad's house, there was just those little tiny bits left to hand over. Welcome to the secret world of slimming clubs on the Secret Recordings Network. If you've ever dieted for a holiday but didn't specify the year of that holiday, then this is the podcast you need. I'm Katie, and with me are my fellow dieters, Jo.
Hi.
And Victoria.
Hello.
So we've got no updates from us this week. That's because this is recorded before Jo has had her week off to eat all of the
lettuce, all the lettuces.
Falafel, no, I said that last time. Falafel again. All the pan au chocolat in the world.
Hey!
So we have had a lovely update from some of you.
Hi, girls.
Hi, this is Fiona.
My name is Antoinette, and I am currently calorie counting.
Hello, I'm Jack at Jack's Journey to Slim on Instagram. Just a little shameless plug there.
It is about 5 or 6 weeks since I downloaded the NutriCheck app, and I weigh the exact same weight as I did when I started.
I have been on Slimming World now for a few months.
I've been going to Slimming World for 23 years.
I've carry counted, done Weight Watchers, never done Slimming World. The thought of unlimited pasta didn't sound quite right to me, so I stayed away.
I've been on every diet going, from the Cambridge diet, cabbage diet, Weight Watchers, Slimming World, grapefruit diet, egg diet, Slim Fast, Juice Plus, Fast 800 and calorie
Jo,
counting.
Is that you?
I just haven't been disciplined when it came to stopping at 1,400. Calories per day.
I've been off work since last October. I am returning to work tomorrow, and I am returning to the building 38 pounds lighter than when I was last in it.
I have had a non-scale victory during the Easter holidays and managed to fit into my favourite pair of summer shorts that I couldn't get into last year.
I restarted yesterday.
I restarted again.
I've been living a lie for the last 2 years as well, because I do SP stroke calorie counting. I mean, who wants to spend 350 calories on a punnet of grapes? I can have 3 Kit Kats for that.
I am hoping that I come out of this lockdown fitter and healthier.
It's my birthday in 6 weeks, so I want to look like a tasty snack in my LBD, be able to take some cute pictures, have no double chins. So that is my plan for the next 6 weeks.
The moral is to take control, be onerous of your actions, and be mindful of what you choose to put in your mouth.
Yes.
I'm 40 in 18 months. Then I'd have been going 25 years. I could pay my mortgage off by now.
Move more, eat less. Bish, bash, bosh.
That's a sticker.
Okay, everyone on that needs to take over this podcast.
There's so much to pick apart from that, but I would say after 23 years of doing Slimming World, something might not be working.
That makes me want to sit in a corner and rock and sob whilst eating ice cream.
Wow.
Amazing, I mean, amazing. Wow. Kudos to Jack going back to work after months.
Can we just put that in there?
Oh, yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
Oh, yeah. Who's lost weight
in lockdown. Jack, you forgot. I was going to be nice to you then. 38 pounds lighter.
Shit, that's
that,
like,
they
that's
won't recognise it.
How many? Is that 2.5 stone?
That's enough to be for somebody to notice, though, definitely.
Oh, yeah. My God. Yeah. I hope people notice when I lose half a pound, should that ever happen.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. And can I just say to Antoinette, who really has thrown shade at Slimming World, by saying she didn't like the sound of unlimited pasta. But I liked the sound of that.
Well, you think pasta's a snack, that's why.
It is a snack. It is unlimited, guys. Free, have a vat of it if you want them. That's why Slimming World's the greatest. Apart from for Vicky, who's been doing it for 23 years.
Who's the person that was doing calorie counting for 6 weeks and not lost anything?
Fiona. Oh, lovely Fiona, yeah. Fiona.
Oh, no.
Well, maybe she's doing it, Fiona. Maybe she's doing it like Katie. Calculator.
Maybe she's doing it like you. She's calorie counting, but not stopping eating. She's just putting the numbers in and thinking that's
what she'll get. Maybe she'll get a whoosh. Maybe week seven is the whoosh week.
I hope so, Fiona. I hope so.
So thank you there to Antoinette, Jack, Fiona, Sharon, and Vicky for sharing their stories with us this week. Right, let's move on to our excuse of the week. This one has come in from Heather Dexter Crow. She says, I've just spotted this while looking up how to cook rice in a pressure cooker. Consuming rice prepared in a pressure cooker can cause obesity. When cooking in a pressure cooker, don't remove the water from the rice and this leads to weight gain. Who knew? This is definitely an excuse that I'll be using this week.
God, that's not a really good advert for pressure cookers, is it?
How does that even make sense?
I don't know. It can't just be water weight.
No, but if you...
Something happens to the composition of the rice grain.
It's the water. Not the rice that makes you fat. Maybe what we should do is try a week of just eating raw rice.
Oh, lovely.
And see what happens.
Don't
with
try that.
That
at home, no, thank for you. God's sake.
I don't have a pressure cooker. There might be a slight problem. So.
I've been doing mine in the pressure cooker, my rice.
Oh, fancy.
Yeah. Well, what, it's what the that, ninja.
What you have them? Got everything.
It's part of the ninja, okay. Isn't it? You can do it on the pressure cooker setting. What it basically means is you shove it on and go forget watch the chase.
It's a bit like a pan then, Joe.
Yeah, but that can boil over.
Okay.
Not really. No, not if you have it on the right temperature. Yeah.
Maybe I need to learn how to use a hob.
A reminder that if you want more of this podcast, you can join our Patreon page for £3 a month. You get up to 4 bonus episodes and access to our Zoom parties, which will be on the first Thursday of each month. And £100 will be won every single time. Our next one is coming up in a couple of weeks. So join now, spend time listening to over 50 bonus episodes, and we'll see you for a party on May the 6th. Search for us on the Patreon app or go to patreon.com/secretslimpod. Right, let's get some of the messages you've been sending us at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. And you can also join the Secret World of Slimming Clubs community group on Facebook so you can chat with other listeners of the podcast and us too.
I was asking last week for anyone who specifically asked a restaurant to cook for them in a diet-friendly way. Oh, now we can go back out again.
We were told about this in group.
Yeah.
You can go and ask for, what is it? Steak without any sauce.
Yeah.
A jacket
potato. Take fry light. Ask the chef to cook in fry light.
Boring.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A jacket potato with no butter and a limp bit of salad.
Yeah.
No dressing.
It's just not worth going out. Just stay at home.
Well, anyway, listen to this. VMH2121 on Insta says... I shit you not. Our social team go out for a carvery a few times a year pre-COVID, and some of them take their own roast potatoes in their handbags.
No way!
And no, it's not fucking me before you ask. # potatogate.
Why would you take your own roast?
No, sin free, aren't they, if you do them yourself?
Fuck me, it's a potato.
Not laced in oil.
It's a potato!
Well, I mean, are you committed to this diet or not? That's what I say. Take your potatoes in your handbag.
That's going too far, really. I think you've got a problem if you're taking your own potatoes to a restaurant.
Well, I would say maybe that's why we're all failing. Because we don't carry around our own spuds.
Well, Joe, you're going to be eating out a lot on your holiday, so why don't you take your own potatoes? And
sure, I'm going
to. I wonder how many times Joe's done that in the last week.
I'll
guess none.
Becky sent us a photo of a snack that she had to eat, saying, "God, I don't even have an excuse to eat this brick of the most buttery, delicious flapjack. But I know if I don't eat it all before the diet starts tomorrow, it will haunt me until I do. So no choice, right?"
No. That is horrible when you have something in the kitchen and you can't stop thinking about it, so you have to eat it to stop yourself thinking about it.
I made banana bread in the bread maker the other week.
Oh, yum.
And it was the most amazing invention that I've ever come across in my life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I started off by having a little pick of just a few of the pecan nuts that are in it. Then it was a slice, and you have to eat the ends because the ends are a bit burnt. You don't want anyone else to have to suffer.
Oh,
those.
They're the best bits. Yeah.
In a bread maker as well, there's a big hole in the middle. you've got to eat the whole, because if you don't eat the whole, then it doesn't look right. So by the time I got to my mum and dad's house on the weekend, there was just those little tiny bits left to hand over. There was a full loaf beforehand.
Oh, are you pretending you were making it for someone else?
Yeah, it was for them.
Good call.
I did actually. I made one yesterday and I did actually make it for somebody else, but I did have the ends of it because they are the best bit. But I did palm the rest off.
No one seems to be making any for me. Just FYI.
Yvonne O'Connor says, at the start of the first lockdown, my husband and I both decided we seriously needed to lose some weight, and we have done well. He lost 3 stone and me just over 2. Over Easter, I was good and curbed what I ate and counted everything. He just let go and ate, among other things, 3 of the 4 M&S hot cross buns, several slices of lemon drizzle cake, fruit crumble with custard, polished off with a bottle of wine and several cans of beer and chocolate.
Oh, my God.
I lost 1 pound, which I was quite pleased with, but he bloody well lost 3.
Oh, my God.
I saved some of my Easter chocolate and I packed them into 20-gram packs in the fridge. He ate all of his, and now I'm generously offering him a pack of my chocolate each time he has some of his own. So by the time we weigh in next week, he will have overeaten chocolate without realising it. Let's see if the bugger loses next week.
He still will. He absolutely still will. If he can eat all of that and lose 3, a bit of extra chocolate's not going to make any difference.
Absolutely not.
There was something in the paper a month or so ago about men, it takes them longer to lose weight than women.
Yeah.
It's something to do with...
Some bullshit, written by a man.
It's something to do with when we work out, we burn fat off quicker than they do.
All right.
But we're not working out, guys. We're just... So it's not, that's nothing to do with us.
And yeah, a slight problem there.
And you show me any man who has struggled more than the next woman. I admit some men do struggle, don't get me wrong. Yeah. Not producer Paul, as we heard last week.
8 pounds.
However, you show me any man who struggles more than a woman.
Ah, exactly.
Exactly.
I think they have bigger gains than us when they when they gain weight.
Yeah, but they lose it.
Yeah, exactly. So it swings and roundabouts, bastards. So don't be moaning to us.
Yeah, when Paul puts that £8 on.
Yeah, well, he already has. Look, we're a week in now. There's nowhere on earth. He's still £8 down.
Still looking great.
Yeah.
Sure, that's what you think.
This is being recorded on the 15th of April. Right.
Gemma Claire Brown says, my wedding's been postponed for another year.
Oh, no.
So am I allowed to drink and eat everything in sight and wallow in my own self-pity for 6 months?
Yes.
The answer is yes. Sure.
And then slim fast.
Yeah.
3 weeks before the date.
Do the KT before the bridesmaid diet.
Kate Wilson says, my dad moved out of my childhood home today, so I've just had to get the commiseration donuts in.
Aww. 100%. Aww. You can't diet on a day like that.
No.
Not when your childhood bedroom's been sold to some horrible family.
And Carly says, I've had to get my bag of maternity clothes out for something to wear today. I'm absolutely not pregnant.
Oh,
perhaps
no.
Time for a diet?
Bless her.
Not on a Thursday, though, surely.
Surely not.
No, Monday. Monday, that's when it starts.
Carly, we feel for you, darling. We feel for you.
Everyone whose message gets read out on the podcast will receive an exclusive No Shame in a Game sticker. Just get in touch with your name and address.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
So with no updates, because we're all on a well-earned break, let's go around the room and answer this question. Even though we're on a break, we can't go on holiday. So what's the eating strategy for this week? Jo, you're the person who's not in a routine.
Yeah, I have one meal out and that will probably be the only time I go off plan.
A day?
Every meal, one meal a day.
Do you know what my thought process is? To get into a proper exercise routine, because I won't be as tired, and to really get into a groove of batch cooking again, making sure I've got lots of salad in and doing my daily exercise. And then I figure when I get back to work, I will just insert the plan I've been doing for a full week.
So it's a habit.
I'm trying to get the habit back.
Yep.
And I'm prepared to do that when I've got a week off.
Right. I'll tell you, I've had a week off just this last few weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
And
how did it go for you?
Well, my skin routine was amazing on those nights.
Yes.
And now I've not moisturised for 3 days. Oh. So I feel like that's the same with a diet.
Didn't you drink a bottle of gin as well?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, I finished all the alcohol.
Yes, you do.
So I have the alcohol when I have a break. So when I have a week off, the strategy is to only have one bottle of gin in the house so it can only be drunk in the 1 week.
Yeah. Good strategy.
Power of one.
Victoria?
Well, I've just realised, as I'm the only one that's going to a group, as we're not actually recording, I don't technically need to go to group next week. So that kind of gives me another week off plan, and then I'll just go back the following Monday.
That means you will have been weighed
genius,
once.
Right? Yeah. Don't see the problem there. I really don't. Because as we're recording this, nothing has still changed.
So once again, there's
and
only...
I'm still making my way through birthday cake.
Once again, there's only me that's planning to stick to plan, and I'm on holiday.
Yeah, well, that remains to be seen when you get back and whether that actually happens.
I will, because Jo's not weighed herself away, for over 6 months now.
Yeah, no one will know. Exactly. Who knows? No one knows.
Now, Jo, you might actually have a leader by the time you get back, though.
Yeah, it's hard to know. There's real no sign of it yet.
If you get a leader in the next few days, because we're recording this before you go on holiday, are you going to make sure you go to group?
I mean, absolutely not going to. I'm not even going to Zoom next week. I'm on holiday, aren't I?
No, you're not going anywhere. You're staying in your house.
Yeah,
you've got
excuse. No, I'm not going to. Got off a break, aren't I?
I suppose you did go for bank holiday Monday. I suppose we can give you that.
Yeah, remember.
Because nobody went to that.
Remember that fateful
How
week.
How could we forget?
Oh my God. Every week we take nominations for a hero. This is somebody who's gone above and beyond and bravely built up the courage to lie in public about their food consumption. Alice sent this one in. I may or may not have changed my name on my Just Eat account so they don't recognise my name, in the hope they assume my address is a house share and I'm not just a greedy fat fuck. Would this count as lying in public? Yes.
It would, and you are a hero.
Yeah,
we wouldn't call you greedy fat fuck. We would just call you a hero, Alice.
Katie, have you, because you always threaten to delete the Just Eat app when you're on a new diet. Yeah. You don't need to anymore, just change your name on it.
No, download it, Uber Eats.
Oh, yeah, different one. Yeah,
and Deliveroo.
Yeah, keep another great tip.
Do they come to where we live now? Because I've definitely checked a lot over the past few years and they hadn't.
Well, when I was sat in the drive-through McDonald's yesterday, I did see a lot of Deliveroo drivers sat in that car park. So I'm assuming so, yeah.
Did you share that on our socials?
No, because I didn't actually eat any of that. I had an on-plan vegan curry last night.
Is this like when you maintained but you'd actually put on 2 pounds?
No, because this week, I'm confident I have lost this week.
Already?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm already down.
Okay.
Already
confidence. Down. Great confidence.
If you want to nominate yourself for Hero of the Week, we are at Secret Slim Pod on our socials. Now to the least supportive diet partner nominations. This one has come in from Jen. I need to nominate my boyfriend for least supportive diet partner. Yesterday I was working, so he was left to his own devices in the shops. He came home with 2 slices of cheesecake, 2 boxes of Biscoff Magnums, 2 of the full Biscoff Viennettas,
wow,
and 1/2 a sticky toffee pudding from his grandma's. And because she gave him the sticky toffee pudding, he had to buy vanilla ice cream.
Oh, yes.
That's correct.
Oh,
yes.
And he's just reminded me he also got a box of Cornetto tips too. Oh, yeah. Men shouldn't be allowed to go shopping. Cornetto tips, what are they?
You know the bottom.
Yeah, have you seen
the
them?
Bottom of Cornettos with just the wafer and the
chocolate. You can just buy them.
Sorry, chocolate.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's the best part of a Cornetto.
Yeah.
I remember once going
to this. That's why they've bought them out.
Yeah. I remember once going to this garden centre with my nan. I think I must have only been about 11 or 12. And I got a Cornetto and she didn't want an ice cream. Well, the bitch only stole the ice cream. I bit the bottom of the Cornetto off and gave it back. I was fucking, she's like, oh, like, it was a joke. This was, I mean, what am I now, 38?
That is not funny.
No, I'm 38, so this is over 25 years ago and I'm still cross about it.
So, well, treat yourself to a box of Cornetto tips.
If I have to read out her eulogy, I'm definitely saying
yeah,
that.
For sure. Yeah, 100%.
Before we crown Slimmer of the Week, let's get some more of your stories.
Emma Hargrave says, I've finally done it. I finally pulled a Victoria.
Woohoo!
I've not weighed myself since before the long Easter weekend, which consisted of date night steak and chips, Aero mousse for breakfast, a sharing board with lots of cheese and cold meats and sourdough, a fry-up, roast dinner, iced buns from the baker, wine, gin, and of course, lots of chocolate. I followed this up with a week of just not caring. Gosh, this is so Victoria.
I
finally plucked up the courage to step on the scales today and I've lost 4 pounds.
What?
Oh my God.
I will never forget the day I first pulled a Victoria.
I'm so proud right now.
Honestly, this goes back to when this podcast first started and Victoria, you were having really leading a crazy life and losing weight.
Oh, it was
weight.
A great life. I miss those times. It was definitely pre-COVID when I was going out a lot and drinking a lot and then still losing about £4 every week.
I can't remember if I've ever done it.
It was £3 that you were consistently losing,
Yeah, that's
Victoria.
Right.
So Emma's pulled an Emma, if anything.
Yeah.
She's gone above and beyond.
I'm still waiting for mine. I've been eating as much as Victoria since.
The rum.
Yeah, but the difference is, Joe, I don't have a spaghetti bolognese as a snack. That's the difference.
Do you think that's the only thing that's tipped me over the edge?
Yeah,
I do.
Those five a day.
Kelly Miller says, I wish I could pull a Victoria, but unfortunately at 42, I'm too old for that. Right, Joe?
Correct.
Correct. It doesn't work when you're 38, Kelly. So
I actually messaged Kelly back and told her it was all over. Like, she should give up. And I said,
give up
and
now.
Even if you're thinking of trying when you get to 50, all goes to shit anyway. So, yeah, I really did not give her any encouragement.
Poor Kelly.
Sorry, Kelly.
Crying into a bucket of ice cream right now.
Yeah.
Charlotte says, question, if you wait 45 minutes to donate blood, then get sent away because your blood isn't irony enough.
Oh, no.
So you don't even get a biscuit on the way out. Any calories you consume as a consolation in the car don't count, right? Surely if it's the thought that counts, well, it comes to giving.
Yes, it is the thought that counts when it comes to giving.
Absolutely.
There is nothing finer than a doctor-approved biscuit.
No, but then she didn't get one because she didn't give the blood. Actually, do calories count if you eat them in the car? Have we ever talked about that?
Don't know.
I think anything eaten in the car doesn't count. Do you remember that time when I went to Lidl a few weeks ago and I bought that, like, cheese twist and ate it in the car? I bought one for the car.
Car calories don't count.
I think, especially if you're in the car by yourself, Victoria, if no other human has seen that cheese twist...
Yeah, but Joe, I also have the problem that I live by myself. Basically, I'm alone all the time, so I've got no accountability for what I eat all of the time.
But you have now, you're going back to group, girl.
Does anyone else really enjoy sitting in car parks in the supermarket and just watching people eat?
I do that.
Watch me put crack open.
I'm a people watching from my car.
This is the sign of a mother of two kids, this. Just let me go.
The only quiet time you get.
Yeah.
I like to know I'm not on my own.
Yes, absolutely. Nicola Stevenson says, what's the opposite to a non-scale victory? My coat no longer zips up after my half-stone Easter gain. And when I got to work this morning, the button popped off my trousers.
Oh, no.
Safe to say, after a week off plan, I'm not only firmly back on the wagon, I'm driving it until the weekend.
Yep.
After my holiday, shall we all really try?
Piss off! I am trying.
Like Nicola. Let's do a Nicola. Shall we already try?
Not yet. Until the weekend.
No, we'll be back next week.
Yeah, we'll see. Julie Halliwell says, I'm giving myself a gold star today. Twice in Morrison's, I was asked if I wanted reduced price chocolate orange donuts. And I managed to say no. Although I did threaten that if she asked me a third time, I might say yes.
That's very so nice.
How? Why would you say no to that? That's basically a gift.
Have you seen which supermarket? Let us know on our socials if you know this. I saw somebody talking about pink lemonade donuts.
Oh, is it Asda?
Oh,
might be Asda. Sounds like
I had pink raspberry ripple donuts that my best friend got me for my birthday, and they were like pink icing, and then in the middle it was like raspberry cream. So it was like a donut. It was like a filled donut, but in a ring donut form with icing.
That sounds amazing.
Beautiful. That they were from Morrison's as well.
So last week we were talking about KFC. This week it's donuts. And that's now I'm leaving this podcast thinking that's what I want to eat.
But from next week when we're all actually trying,
I am trying.
I'm not, you know, I can't commit or say either way, to be honest. I'll decide.
Victoria does not know she's even going back to group. So, no. After one way.
Look, I've done my bit. I've played my part. I've done what you asked me to do, but bullied me into doing. That's it.
And Paul Nixon's just said, to reiterate, home scales don't count. Well, we did say that they did count last week.
Home scales don't count.
I weighed myself, got off the scales and got back on. I didn't move at all, yet I'd lost 2 kilograms.
Yeah.
Well, then of course they can
take that as a win.
What are you complaining about?
Sure.
You've got yourselves an exclusive No Shame in a Game sticker. Right, it's time to crown this week's Slimmer of the Week. Now, as we're away, this goes to Alice. She says, oh my Christ, week one of calorie counting and I've lost 5.5 pounds.
Amazing.
I can't believe it.
Amazing.
Why did none of us know about this before? I've had a takeaway, a curry, gin, chocolate orange cheesecake, avocado, bread, the list goes on. See you, Margaret. Hashtag Katie is the inspiration.
Poor Margaret. She does not deserve that.
I mean, she does. She absolutely
well
does.
Done, Alice. I see that Alice also put avocado in all caps.
Because
calorie counting is the only place you're allowed an avocado.
I have one like every other day now, and it is guilt-free and it is beautiful.
I had one yesterday and it was way too many sins. It was too many sins.
So were you calorie counting that day?
No, I did. I counted 7 sins. Just for us, and it was only a small avocado. I mean, it was delicious, but it was small. But when you go, oh no, that's 7 sins worth.
Yeah,
you think, oh, fuck. You know what I mean?
I can't believe of all the things that you can have calorie counting that you can't have at Slimming World. Everyone mings on about avocados.
I love them.
But they're nice. But I mean,
oh, because they're so
you can eat
nice.
Chocolate people and pizza.
Sure,
twice a week.
Sure. Okay. Not yet.
That's what you twice
still
a day.
Still with Margaret as we speak.
Yeah. As this is going out, recorded.
Yeah.
You may or may not agree with us. You might want to nominate yourself for Slimmer of the Week. Get in touch with us on our socials. We are at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and on Facebook. So whether you're slimming, Katie, or sinning, Joe and Victoria, remember, there's no shame in a game.
And remember, we're all going to try from next week.
I'm already trying.